outside. "I'm not sure I can do this," Barbie admitted. "I've never left Paraden before." Barbie's father smiled gently. "Remember what your mother always used to say. Search your heart for the answer and follow it to the end." Barbie touched the locket her mother had given her long ago. She knew exactly what she needed to do. Barbie's father flew with her to Opa Eri, King Constantine's home planet. Before he left, he gave her two gifts, a ball gown from her mother and a brand new hoverboard. "Good luck, my little starlight," he said, giving Barbie a big hug. That evening, Barbie met the other recruits. They had been chosen from all over the galaxy for their special skills. Sal Lee was the intergalactic hoverboarding champion. Twins Karina and Sheena had a talent for manipulating gravity and changing colors. And Prince Leo was the fastest pilot in the galaxy. Everyone was so friendly that Barbie felt at home at once. Karina and Sheena sat down next to Barbie. They both changed color.
"I'm Sheena."
"And I'm Karina. We're thrilled to meet you," they said at once. Later, the recruits started dancing. Barbie used the sounds around her to create a new song. Soon, everyone was having a ball. Unfortunately, King Constantine was not pleased.
"This is not how we do things," he warned Barbie. "I have my eye on you."
The next morning, King Constantine and his robotic assistant, Artemis, explained the mission to the recruits.
"According to the prophecy, if we do not get the stars to dance again, they will disappear," Artemis said.
The king presented a machine called the Statotron.
"This machine will shock the stars back into dancing," the king explained.
His plan was to get the machine to the heart of the galaxy and reset the stars with an electric jolt. Barbie frowned. It didn't sound right to shock the stars back into dancing. It was time for their training to begin. Barbie and Sally were racing while Sheena and Karina moved obstacles.